This time of year brings many seasons, football season, pumpkin season, unfortunately, flu season also on that list. Joining us live, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, good to have you with us this morning. The flu comes from a lot of different strains every year. Anything different you're seeing this year that could make this a better or worse flu season?
It's a little bit too early to tell, but from what we see, and we get hints from what others have seen a few months ago in their own winter, namely people in the Southern Hemisphere, that it looks like it's the flu strains that we had anticipated. So although we don't have enough flu activity yet here in the United States, certainly not in this region, to be able to predict what the predominant strain is or whether it's going to be a bad season. The fact that it hasn't started with a big bang is good news. And from the strains that we've been able to examine, it looks like that they pretty much match what was anticipated, namely what we're seeing and what we have in the influenza vaccine. So again, too early to make any definitive statements, but it doesn't look like there's anything unusual that was unanticipated coming.
Well, Dr. Fauci, I don't want to jinx us here, but if that's the case and the educated guesses were good ones, does that mean if we can get enough people to get the flu shots themselves that this could be a milder season on all of us?
Certainly that's entirely possible. Last season was one of the mildest seasons we have had in quite a while. We're hoping that we'll have a mild season this time. We're trying to get people, as many people as possible, vaccinated with the influenza vaccine. There have been about 135 million doses that have been made and about 115 that have already been shifted. The recommendation from the CDC, as you know, is to have anyone and everyone from 6 months onward to be vaccinated, as opposed to previous years where there was recommendations of older people and pregnant women and others to get vaccinated first. Right now, if you're older than 6 months of age and you don't have any specific contraindication that you should get vaccinated. So with that as the recommendation, we hope to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
And when do you see the flu season peaking this year?
Well, you can't predict when it peaked. For example, 2 years ago, in 2009, it peaked really early. I mean, right at the time that children were going back to school, which was really very difficult because there wasn't enough vaccine around to vaccinate people early enough. Generally, flu seasons peak in the mid to late winter, generally around January, February, sometimes as late as March, sometimes as early as December. So if you look at historically, it usually is around that end of January, February, early March part.
Now, how do you know, and the reason I ask it is, how do you know when you have the flu? And I'm asking because, you know, the flu is awful, but sometimes it can be like some other things you've had in the past. But in terms of being able to track and detect the way the flu moves throughout the country, how important is that?
Well, what the CDC does is that they take samples from different parts of the country and examine them to see if it truly is influenza. You know, we often say, well, I got the flu, when it really is a common cold. You get some sniffles, maybe a sore throat. If you have true influenza and you have it in its regular form, you know you have it. It generally has fever, it has aches, sore throat, some respiratory symptoms. You don't feel very well at all. That's really very difficult from what people commonly confuse influenza with, namely small, mild upper respiratory infections where you get some sniffles plus or minus a sore throat, and rarely do you get a fever from that. Flu is characterized by systemically feeling poorly, aches, pains, fever, upper respiratory infections, upper respiratory manifestations of the flu, and occasionally a secondary complication like a pneumonia.
Dr. Fauci, thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
That is Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.